Siren is a loud sound. A prolonged sound.
A loud, prolonged sound.
A signal of warning.
A loud, prolonged signal of warning.
Ambulances, police cars,
or fire trucks.
The alternating high-low signal.
It's familiar.
Signaled when alerting the entire community of impending danger.
Before tornadoes, earthquakes, eruptions of volcanoes. Before the London Blitz.
Before the bombs fell like rain.
Before mothers had time to hide their kids.
Before memories are wiped clean.
Used to be a musical instrument.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep. Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the baby.
Go to sleep, you lull in their flowered meadows.
Round them heaps of corpses rotting away.
Rags of skin shriveling on their bones. From Homer's Odyssey, Book 12.
Part woman, part bird.
Scaly legs and wings.
Feathered wings.
Some say bat wings.
Some say she's part fish.
Cousin of the mermaid, maybe.
Maybe not.
One thing is for sure.
Her voice is alluring, appealing, beguiling, bewitching, captivating, charming, enthralling, fascinating, treacherous, deadly.
Her voice is deadly.
That's what they say.
That's what I was told. Except. Nobody lived to tell the tale.
The sailor was already heading toward certain death.
There'd be dragons.
She tried to warn him.
She did.
But the taste of danger was too delicious.
There'd be dragons. It wasn't her responsibility to save him. After all, it's already decided that she's to blame. They are aquatic salamanders.
Sirenidae.
The sirens.
They have tiny forelimbs, no hind limbs,
small eyes and external gills.
They typically live in muddy pools.
They're only found in the southeastern United States and northern Mexico.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Come lay your bones on the